I hear echo. I don't know why I hear echo. Do you hear echo? I hear echo. Hi, it's been forever. I'm not going to get into that, though. I'm not going to get into how it's been forever. But I would just like to say that I was following Eva Longoria. And I'll tell you why I was following her is because the stupid shit awards on the right wing attacked her, and it was ridiculous. And I thought it was also very funny. Because he's like, are you kidding me? You're attacking Eva Longoria. Well, anyway, but I've since unfollowed her, and I will now attack Eva Longoria because she was tweeting how she's eating a Mars candy bar and Twix and Snickers bar and Cheetos. And then she showed a picture of everything lined up as if, you know, it was in her studio or something like, and everything was placed perfectly. Dude, you weren't eating Cheetos, Eva Longoria. Why are you lying and saying that you're eating Cheetos? So I unfollowed you, Eva, okay? Because you were not eating Cheetos. You are shit-whoring because you got a deal from Mars or whatever company makes all those stupid, disgusting, chemical-ridden, whatever you want to call them. Are they desserts? What are they? That's not dessert. Is that a dessert? What do you even call that? Candy bar? It's filled with toxins. Filled with toxins, Eva. And I know for a fact that you were not eating Cheetos. And then she tweets, like, you know, 20 minutes or 30 minutes later, oh, I chose the Cheetos. Because she was like, the tweet was, which should I eat? And then she posts a picture as if it was just something like, you know, like she took it on her iPhone. You're not fooling me, Eva. First of all, I don't even know if you're eating. And I'm worried about you. That's one. Number two, I know for a fact that you were not eating those Cheetos. And I don't know why you lie to your fans. If you're going to shit whore, just straight up shit whore. Because I could respect you more when you just advertise something and you're gross. Like, you don't have enough money. Like, these celebrities don't have enough money that they also have to do commercials for these disgusting, gross corporations who make stupid products that we don't need. Garbage. I want you to buy their garbage. Is it not enough that your fans buy your stupid garbage? Is it not enough that they buy your dumb, stupid, idiotic garbage? I don't mean that specifically to Eva Longoria. But Eva, I would like to ask, is it not enough that people watched Desperate Housewives? Is it not enough? Now you have to shit. Do you need the money? You don't need the money. You know that you don't need the money. I know that you don't need the money. And I know that you were not eating Cheetos. I know you were not eating those Cheetos. And I think you're a liar. I think you're a liar that you were eating those Cheetos, Eva Longoria. I'm so sick to death of celebrities all over Twitter. It's so disgusting. And I'll tell you why it's forced in my face. Because on my timeline, people will retweet them and their shit. But I did go out of my way to follow Eva Longoria, who I have now unfollowed. Please someone tell her that the lesbian mafia stopped following her. And the reason why we stopped following her is because we know that she wasn't eating Cheetos, and she lied on her Twitter and said that she was eating Tweetos. She lied on her Twitter. I can't, that's like a tongue twister for me all of a sudden. And I don't know why I can't say it, but I know that she lied on her Twitter and she wasn't eating Cheetos. She lied on her Cheetos and she wasn't eating Tweetos. That's all I know is you were not eating Cheetos, Eva Longoria. And I wish that all of these celebrities, every time that they tweet something, like, I wish that their account would, like, go blank. That the minute they press tweet, like, that something awful would happen to their stupid fake accounts. That half of them are all fake. But there's programs that you could, look at people's Twitter accounts and see how many of their followers are actually real. I just can't stand the bullshitting that people do to their fan. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a shit whore, that's fine. You make whatever your stupid garbage music, or you make your garbage shows, or your whatever garbage, you write garbagey books, whatever. You want people to think that you're something, and you want people to buy your garbage, and people want to buy your garbage, and whatever, blah, 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 whatever. But I can't stand the lying. That's what I can't stand. If people are stupid enough to buy your retarded books and your junky songs and your watch your stupid, idiotic movies and your idiotic television shows, if they're stupid enough to do that, and it's an understanding that they're stupid, and the people who know that their fans are stupid, well, I mean, it's another story. But, you know, that's one thing. But it's the lying. You know, and don't push your commercials in my face about some stupid shit that you got to deal with. You're gross. I don't want to see your stupid Twitter tweets about whatever stupid corporation you have a deal with, and I have to listen to how you love the stupid garbage. You don't love it. You're a liar. And be happy that people buy your stupid garbage. And you got to push these corporations' garbage. It's not bad enough. You know what I'm saying? And this all goes back to Ava. It all leads back to Ava and why I unfollowed her for lying and saying that she was eating Cheetos, because she has proven that she can't be trusted. And I wouldn't trust Ava Longoria in a relationship because she does that to her followers. You know, I could not be in a relationship with Ava Longoria. If she wanted to go out with me, I would have to say no. Because you tweeted about Cheetos that you were not eating. You were not eating Cheetos. And I would get into an argument with her if she asked me out. I would get into an argument with her and I would say, no, I will not go out with you because I saw on your Twitter that you said you were eating Cheetos, and I know that you weren't eating Cheetos, Ava. My aunt's name is Ava, by the way. Well, it's Eva. She moved to Pennsylvania after she got married, and now she thinks she's a wasp. Well, anyway, that's another story. I don't care. I don't care about any of these stupid celebrities, because if I ever see Ava on the street, I will open a bag of Cheetos and throw them in her face. So please get this message to Ava Longoria, that if she ever sees me on the street, if you ever see me on the street, Ava, I will pelt you with Cheetos. I haven't made a podcast, and I don't know if it's a year. I haven't made a podcast. And the only reason why I made this podcast was to tell Ava Longoria that if she ever sees me on the street, she better cross. If she ever sees me in public, she better cross. Ava Longoria better cross the street if she ever sees me. Goodbye.